Leave it to my head to throw away. Little bleeding in my hand, in my hand again.
How do you gut someone?
Always trust my gut.
Hello and welcome to Gutted. I'm Elise.
And I'm Tony, and we're here to spill our guts about trailers.
Yep. Trailers. Horror movie? Who knows?
What are we reviewing today?
Today we are reviewing Love Lies Bleeding.
It has been released at the time of this recording.
It was released on March 8th of 2024. This film is directed by Rose Glass and written by Rose Glass and Veronica Tofilska.
Veronica Tofilska.
Veronica.
That seems like the correct pronunciation.
Veronica Tofilska?
Yeah, that seems German to me.
No, I think it sounds Polish.
Oh, Veronica Tofilska. Before we start the trailer, I have a question. Why are we reviewing this movie? It definitely does not seem like a horror movie.
I mean, it looks like it has some horrific elements involved. A lot of red mood lighting. And I think I saw some blood.
Okay. So new qualifications for what qualifies as a horror movie.
For
if it has blood and if something seems scary.
Like eerie.
Eerie. Okay. Well, let's check out that trailer.
They found a body.
Looks like you've got your hands full.
Don't regret this.
We'll just need to fight back. I'm gonna tell them everything you ever did.
FBI, open up.
Are you threatening me?
Yep.
Well, that was really stupid of me.
I'll never fall in love, okay?
Wow, that looks intense.
It looks really good.
It does look good. It doesn't look like a horror movie.
You don't know that. You might be surprised.
I would say that this is a crime drama. It's not even a thriller. It's like...
You don't even think it looks thrilling?
It definitely looks thrilling. It looks intense. But it's in the way that Breaking Bad is intense. Not in the way that Friday the 13th is.
Well, okay, Friday the 13th is not a thriller. It looks at least as thriller-ish as Fatal Attraction.
I don't think it looks as thriller-ish as Silence of the Lambs.
I think it does. Ed Harris looks so gross and creepy.
That's true. Okay, that's true. Okay, well, you know, all debates aside as to if this is a horror movie or not.
Hands down, it looks good.
It looks great. So we have been seeing this trailer quite a bit in the theaters. We just felt the need to review it, even if it's not a horror film.
And it was quite a toss-up tonight if we were going to go just see the movie right now or do a trailer review.
But why do a trailer review?
Because I really wanted to like do a trailer review on this trailer. I haven't seen a trailer that was this thrilling since the Killers of the Flower Moon first trailer.
Uh-huh.
We all know how that turned out.
I didn't see it, so.
Well, I did.
I didn't have 20 hours to spare to see that movie.
I sat through 4 hours almost, including that's including the AMC previews and the credits and all that. So altogether, I was in my seat for 4 hours watching Killers of the Flower Moon, etc. And I have to say, I left thinking I wish I was just watching 4 hours of the trailer. Because the trailer, if you saw the first trailer of Killers of the Flower Moon,
yeah,
so
it was
good.
Like the best trailer of 2023.
It was so good. Man, it's like so well choreographed with the gunshots and the, I don't know, drum beat they had in the background. And this, I feel like, was as exciting to me when I saw this in the theater. So I'm really hoping this surpasses Killers of the Flower Moon motion feature.
A24 is known to do some cool kind of like offbeat or weird or just something that's different which I think a lot of people are craving original stories these days and are not craving remakes or superhero movies.
Yeah.
So we are reviewing a movie that is not a horror movie, although Elise thinks there might be some horrific elements.
I think there's like a 3% chance that it might turn into a horror movie more than you expected.
Well, your definition of horror is also a lot more broad than I think most people. Maybe we should talk about what's going on.
It's got this cool pseudo 80s vibe. So it's like not 80s, obviously.
Do you think it's not 80s? I think it is supposed to be
80s. No, I think it's supposed to be 80s, but it has that look that's like so obviously of today, but hip,
right?
2020s, 80s,
right? Kind of like Bones and All.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like really hip, attractive
people. Could be contemporary. Yeah.
Yeah. Hip, attractive people with very stylized, quote unquote, 80s haircuts.
Yeah. But honestly, this 80s looks a lot better to me than something like Totally Killer, where it's too many neons and leggings and stuff. I prefer this 80s.
Yeah, no, I like that. This is like a more like a sweaty 80s, like rugged. Right. Yeah, I like that where I can like smell the sweat in my memory.
I don't need to see any more neon spandex and headbands to tell me that the movie takes place in the 80s.
I think my problem with the Totally Killer form of 80s, not that I'm like trying to trash that movie because that movie was fun, but that form of 80s that's made today is too manicured.
Right.
Whereas this looks sweatier, which I appreciate. A little less manicured, but still really like cool.
Exactly. What's going on here? There is Ed Harris, and he's this sort of like evil arms dealer or something.
Evil dad.
He's an evil dad. And I think he's Kristen Stewart's dad. I think that seems like the thing. And Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, the FBI agent gives her his card. He's like, hey, what's your dad doing these days? She's like, I don't know.
So she's asked to be an informant on her dad.
Who is like a drug dealer?
It looks like he's an arms dealer.
Sure
arms and drugs. I'm sure that all goes hand in hand. But she meets this woman. She looks like a bodybuilder, very attractive. We have this sort of like love story element. And I saw Dave Franco in there.
Yeah,
and
he's Dave Franco. Maybe he's like a shooting range instructor.
Or henchman or something.
Oh, I thought he was like an instructor at the shooting range.
I don't know. There's a cool soundtrack. The Bronski beat, Small Town Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed Harris is definitely the unsavory character. He's Kristen Stewart's dad. She has to inform on him.
Yeah.
But maybe she's like, well, I can't go inform on him because he'll suspect something. So I'm going to find this hot bodybuilder lady and be like, hey, I need your help. Can you be the informant or can you go undercover and get a job at his shooting range?
Yeah.
So they're in cahoots. She is captivated by her and wants to get close to her. So she's like, hey, I really need your help with this thing. Like in Mean Girls when Lindsay Lohan pretends to be bad at math to get closer to the guy she likes. It's like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Total Mean Girl scenario where Kristen Stewart is going to be like, hey, I'm going to pretend like I need your help to go infiltrate my dad's operation so that we can get closer together. It's kind of a risky move because they could both die.
Yeah. Okay. So your prediction is that she's kind of like hiring her to be in cahoots. My prediction is that she falls in love.
Of course she's going to fall in love.
Okay. Because it is a love story.
It's called Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh, yeah. That's a terrible prediction then.
Yeah. Second prediction, they're going to play the smash hit song Hemorrhage by the band Fuel.
Terrible prediction.
Just kidding. That's not my prediction.
There's a body in the back of the truck. I think it might be Dave Franco's character.
You know, I think you're supposed to think it's Ed Harris, but I do think Dave Franco is the better guess.
Because at first, when I was watching the trailer, when I'd seen it in the theater, I thought maybe it was there's sort of like a blonde lady with long straight hair who they show in the beginning.
Anna Baryshnikov.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I actually thought it was Dakota Fanning until I looked her up. I'm like, that's not Dakota Fanning. It looks just like Dakota Fanning as Squeaky Frome.
The only two actors who I recognize are Kristen Stewart and Ed Harris, Dave Franco. The blonde lady, at first I was thinking maybe she was the one who was in that
truck bed.
Yeah, in the canvas sack. But now I'm changing my prediction. I think it's going to be Dave Franco.
Yeah, I feel like if it was Daisy, the blonde girl, I don't think Kristen Stewart would look so concerned because Daisy, the blonde girl, I think either one of them could take her. But it would have to be somebody to where they would fear that person waking up. Maybe it's somebody we haven't even seen in the trailer. Maybe it's a bigger bodybuilder.
Do you think both Kristen Stewart and
Katie O'Brien,
do you think they're both going to survive? Do you think Ed Harris is going to survive?
I actually think they're both going to die.
You think they're both going to... So you think it's going to be like a Thelma and Louise kind of
thing? Well, I think it's going to be like, the spoiler is the title, Love Lies Bleeding. Because in... And this is not a spoiler, but I was listening to a very small little interview with Kristen Stewart on Instagram. It was like 30 seconds. And she said that Rose Glass, the director, her motivation for making this film was... because of all the pressure she was getting to make films with quote unquote strong women. Mm-hmm. So this is her retaliation and making a very literal strong female movie.
Yeah.
And I think that's so funny. So I think her.
So then why have them die? Why have them die?
Because that little clip in the trailer where they're like, it looks like they're running through pink clouds.
Yeah.
I think that's like their death dream sequence.
Okay, so maybe they get into a situation like in The Devil's Rejects where they just can't get out of it and they'd rather go out in a blaze of glory.
They go out in a blaze of glory.
So they hold hands, they're running, and they're just getting shot up and it's slow motion.
And so maybe it's kind of like a Thelma and Louise kind of ending, but we get more of what happens after. Spoiler for Thelma and Louise, but...
I don't think you need to do a spoiler alert for that. Everyone knows... what happens in that movie?
Yeah. But okay, in that movie, at the very end, it ends on a freeze frame. We don't actually get to see that convertible fall.
You don't need to.
I know you don't need to, but it freezes in midair and you're left with them flying through the sky. I think this movie is going to do something similar, but it's going to take you further. So we're going to get to see them in the beyond, which is their version of a happy afterlife.
Yeah, I guess a love story, if it ends in tragedy, it cements the love a little bit more, like a Romeo and Juliet kind of thing.
Romeo and Juliet, Thelma and Louise, Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah,
it's Bonnie and Clyde,
you name it. Yeah, it looks really good. I'm still sticking to it's not a horror movie. It's going to be about as horror as something like Breaking Bad.
I think it's going to be a thriller. And they're going to die, but it's not a sad ending. Do you think you're going to not like anything about this?
I don't know if there's anything that necessarily annoyed me about the trailer. I didn't see any too obvious cliches. So like with horror trailers, sometimes it's really easy to pick out things that I know I'm not going to like. Mm-hmm. Like if they do a lot of these sort of like creeping around a corner or loud boom or a jump scare. But this looks like it's going to be a pretty solid drama with an interesting love story, interesting characters, and strong acting.
What about you? I didn't used to like Kristen Stewart as an actor, but I feel like she's really grown on me. And I feel like she's also really grown as an actor. Mm. The things that I've been seeing her in lately, I'm like, oh man, I really love her pauses that she takes with things. I love her, like the way like she holds her breath almost like she's gonna like vomit.
Right. So maybe she's taking more chances on different roles and it's working out for her. She's able to portray these different characters and kind of break out of that
Twilight phase.
Right. The like shy girl vampire.
Yeah, thing. The ingenue, just kind of like the wounded bird that needs to be saved. I love that she's kind of gotten away from that.
In the poster, we have Katie O'Brien posing with a very strong bicep.
Chiseled arm.
She's in a bikini, which is maybe like the bodybuilder suit, you know, like if you were doing a performance, holding a gun. And then in red text, Love Lies Bleeding, Revenge Gets Ripped.
Gets ripped.
Very intriguing poster here.
Enough said.
I mean, they don't quite show her eyes. They show sort of like the expression on her face. Very nice composition here.
Yeah, very shiny, like her gun.
It's alluring. It's mysterious. So I think everything about what this character is supposed to be. Good poster.
What kind of merch would you want of this poster?
I'm going to get a...
barbell.
A barbell. I was going to say a book cover.
A book cover? Like for your math book?
If this were a coffee table book, I would buy it and put it on my coffee table.
Yeah.
Because this is a pretty cool photo.
So it would be in the coffee table book, like
just pictures of the movie, just stills.
Oh, the stills of the movie.
Yeah, maybe a couple interviews.
Yeah, and maybe like bodybuilders around the world. of the 80s.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
How about you?
I mean, I said barbell, but what am I going to do?
A barbell?
I don't know what I'm going to do with a barbell.
Do they usually print things on barbells?
Probably not. And I feel like I would get this barbell and I wouldn't be able to get rid of it. I'm like, oh, it's a promo from Love Lies Bleeding. And I'm stuck with this heavy ass paperweight. I'm not going to lift that. So I changed my mind. I don't want a barbell. I want...
What about just a sticker?
I was going to say a bikini top.
A bikini top. Okay. Bikini top that says Love Lies Bleeding on it with that image on each of the triangles. Yeah, that's an interesting yet bold choice. All right. You said it. You don't get to take that back. Yes, that's what your Christmas present is next year.
Well, maybe I don't want the because I'm not a fan of words on my clothing.
The image, but not the Love Lies Bleeding. So two buff ladies holding guns on the triangles of the bikini top.
That would be cool. Yeah, the silhouette of buff ladies holding guns.
Sounds great. Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Good. I hope you can find that.
I'll just print it custom. Oh. All right. This movie is already out. So we know exactly when we're going to see this.
Tomorrow.
We're going to see this tomorrow.
Tomorrow. For us, it's opening weekend.
It's an opening weekend film. Mm-hmm. We're both very excited for this one, although it is not a horror movie, but maybe has some horrific elements.
You don't know yet.
I feel very confident. That's my number one prediction about this movie, is that it's not a horror movie.
Well... my wish is that someday somebody makes a movie where it looks like it's going to be a comedy in the trailer and I see it and it's a flat out horror.
I think they made that. I think it was called Scary Movie.
That wasn't a flat out horror.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was freaked out by that movie.
Were you? And you're not calling this a thriller?
Yeah, I think it's an action crime drama. Love a romance element to it.
I think it's a crime thriller.
Crime thriller. Okay, let's ask our audience out there. Do you think that this is going to be a horror movie? Do you think it's going to be a thriller? What's the difference between a horror and a thriller for you?
And did you think of the song Hemorrhage by Fuel when you saw this title because of that one lyric that's in the middle of the song?
Do you know who Fuel is?
Do you?
All right. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe, give us a like and or rating. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Threads, lots of places.
I forgot about Threads.
Thank you for watching and or listening. This has been another episode of Got It.